Then, when it was time, we moved into the execution chamber. A bland, sterile room, it still commanded the utmost respect. This was where we carried out the orders of the state of Texas, sending the condemned on for their final judgment. I didn't take my job lightly, but my conscience was clear. Most of the time, anyway. John climbed up and laid on the table, quiet as we strapped him down and took our places behind the curtains, safe from prying eyes in the witness area. Once the observation window blinds were lifted, I never tried to peek beyond the reflection of the glass. Our identities were to remain secret, yes, but more than that, I didn't want to see the teary eyes of heartbroken mothers or the stony glares of angry fathers. I'd seen enough of that between my parents and my four brothers to last a lifetime. Carefully, quietly, methodically, stuffing back any hint of emotion, I took my spot between Gunn and Officer Vasquez as part of the warden's appointed execution team. Warden Jones entered and read the death warrant to John and the witnesses, then allowed John a final statement. John had nothing to say. He simply shook his head twice and kept his eyes glued to the ceiling tiles, as if he could see above us all to the great beyond that he was headed to. The lights flickered above our heads, signaling it was time to proceed. The room was eerily silent as the drugs began to flow, one at a time, none of us knowing who administered the lethal medication. Time dragged at an unnatural pace. When it was done, and death resounded throughout the silent room like the boom of a cannon, I bowed my head and thought of my sister, as I always did. Had some monster like John Moreau done something to her? Had she simply run away to find a new life far from here? Was she alive? Alone? Afraid? The questions plagued me and haunted my entire family. I finished my shift just as John Moreau's body was being loaded and transported to a local funeral home. Ironically, homicide would be listed as the official cause of death on his death certificate. I grabbed my lunch kit and pushed out the door into the back parking lot. Warm Texas air hit me in a welcome rush after the stale, recycled air of the prison. As I headed to my truck, a person crept out of the shadows in front of me. I automatically reached for the sidearm I no longer carried, my Army Ranger instinct still strong. How had someone gotten the drop on me? Some woman, I amended as she stepped out of the darkness and into the beam of one of the lights above us. I took inventory, my brain quickly analyzing friend or foe. Exotic dark skin, long black hair, and a body for days left me unsure. Those golden green eyes that focused on me like I was her prey unsettled me even more. "Hello," she said, her voice smooth like straight-up whiskey. "Can I help you?" A small smile tilted up her lips like she was trying for professional and friendly at the same time, but I didn't miss the way her gaze raked me up and down.
"I hope so. My name's Genevieve Stone. I'm a freelance crime columnist, and I'm working on a story about the execution of John Moreau."
The spark of attraction died a quick death at her words, the events of tonight too fresh in my mind. "Sorry, no comment." I stepped around her and strode toward my truck, pissed that I hadn't recognized her for a media vulture, and instead I'd let myself be distracted by long legs and big eyes. How had she even gotten past the barriers set up for the news crews? Again, long legs and big eyes.